Good. Okay, well, I want to share about putting out into the deep this morning. I'll start with a little story. There was these two guys who used to go fishing regularly. They weren't particularly good fishermen. But one day they caught a huge number of fish, and they were so overwhelmed by this catch of fish that the one guy said to the other, "Look, mark the spot where we caught these fish." And so the next day they were traveling again. They rent a boat each morning. So they were traveling back to the harbour to rent a boat. And the one guy said to the other, said, "Look, did you mark the spot where we caught all those fish?" And the guy said to the other guy, "So yes, of course I did. I marked a cross on the bottom of the boat." And the guy said, "You stupid fool, what on earth did you do that for? Don't you understand? What if we don't get the same boat?" So I know it's been a while, hasn't it, since I've shared a funny story at the start of my preaches, but some of you probably still try to work that out. But actually, if you think about that story, for me, actually does it does have quite an important meaning, you see, because human nature is such that, when things are going really well and we're being very successful, we tend to want to stay with those things. We tend to want to go back with those things, and we are much less inclined to want to take risks when things are good. So hold that thought, please, because I'll come back to that thought as we go along. We are finding ourselves in some very unusual circumstances at the moment, and I guess all our norms, all our normal ways of doing things, they've all gone completely out of the window. And Alison, for example, she shared quite honestly about some of the ways that she was feeling, and I can really empathize with some of those feelings. For some of us, we may be feeling anxious, we may be feeling fearful. Perhaps we wake up in the morning with a real lack of sense of peace and rest. And it's not surprising really when we think about all the things that are going on around us at this moment in time. But I hope that through the word this morning, that we will leave feeling encouraged that God is with us, and that we will come through this, and that we'll do more than just come through this. I think this is an opportunity for some real life-changing experiences for us all. Now, God laid this scripture, or the story about going into the deep. God laid this story on my heart several weeks ago, well before the coronavirus. I didn't do anything about it there and then. And had I preached on it there and then, I suspect I would be doing quite a different preach. But what I'm going to be sharing with you this morning has been very influenced by everything that's happening around and how I'm feeling in myself. So it's likely to be a little bit different to perhaps what I might have preached. Let me read the scripture to you. It's found in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. And I'm reading out of the NIV. It says, "One day, as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, or the Sea of Galilee, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little further from the shore. Then he sat down and he taught the people from the boat. When he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon," this is Peter, "put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." And when they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken, and so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. And then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. So, like I said, What I'm going to share this morning is very influenced by the situation I think we find ourselves in. And I just want to make two points really from this scripture, and I want to leave you with a question to think about. And the two points I want to share are this. Firstly, to go deep, we have to let go of the shallow. And secondly, when we go into the deep, we need to make sure that Jesus is in the boat with us, okay? So let's just think about that first point. To go deep, we have to let go of the shallow. Now, you might think I'm speaking the blindingly obvious here, but it is an important point, and I really feel God has something to say to us. I feel all of us, you know, the whole world really, we've been forced into the deep water. It wasn't our choice, but we've been forced into this situation. It can be really frightening and unfamiliar for us at this time. And I suspect we're all experiencing a whole range, a whole mixed emotions. Most of us don't like change. It seems to be a human characteristic that people resist change. You get some strange people who love it, but on the whole, most of us don't like change, especially when it's forced upon us. And we find ourselves, don't we, just longing for things to go back to the way they used to be. Get back to how I used to enjoy things. If only we could, get back to normal. But, you know, we cannot, during this time, sit at home in isolation, just wishing things would go back to the way they used to be. Or thinking, you know, that in a couple of weeks' time, you know, it's all going to end, you know, it's all going to be fine. You know, this is just a blip. I think most of us probably know by now that this is not a blip and it's not going to change anytime soon. And rather than just kind of always wishing our way back to how things used to be, I feel God wants us to all embrace fully the new situation that we find ourselves in and make the most of it and to listen to God. Now, you've heard me share on many times recently my burden about not wanting to go through the motions. I suspect I'm probably sounding a little bit like a cracked record at the moment because I keep bringing this one up. But I do find it interesting in this story, even though we're only sort of getting a glimpse of a day in the life of Andrew and Peter and the other fishermen disciples. In this one glimpse, I just felt something as I read this story. See, these disciples, I guess they'd gone out and they'd done what they'd always done every day, you know, or every night. They would go out at night and they would fish in shallow waters. That's what they did in those days. And in this situation, they hadn't caught anything. And now we find themselves, you know, out of the boat on the harbour side and they're washing their nets. Why are they washing their nets? They're getting themselves ready to go through the whole thing the next day or the next evening. And as I thought about that, I thought, wow, you know, church can be a little bit like that, can't it? You know, we do our thing, but somehow, you know, with all the best will in the world, we're not really seeing a great deal of fruit. We're not seeing lives radically change. We're certainly not seeing people born again. So what we do, well, at the end of the day or the end of the meeting, we pack all our stuff away. We're kind of washing our nets, ready to come back the next time and do the whole thing again, only to really repeat the same thing and get the same results. And, you know, and I really feel provoked by this. And I feel somehow that God really wants us to break this cycle. You know, we've not been called to just sail our boats and wash our nets. As a church of God, the people of God, we've been called to catch fish. That's what it's all about. And it's really important that if we're not catching any fish, that we listen to what Jesus has to say to us. Because that's what happens in this story. They hadn't caught any fish, but Jesus speaks to them and they listen. One of the things that God has been speaking to us much about, you know, since the summer and certainly recently, is the importance of church outside of four walls. Well, look what we have today, folks. We are no longer within the four walls of French A Village Hall. For every church across the world that are not any longer inside their four walls. We might be inside the four walls of a house. But I feel that God has kind of forced our hand, really, to start thinking about church differently. And, remember what I said about this challenge. You know, when things are good, we tend to not want to take risks to get something better. And, you know, I believe everything we've been doing at NLC, I thoroughly enjoy. I think what we have is great. It's good. But God wants more for us. And I'm certainly in my own heart, I want more. And I certainly want to be catching fish. So there's part of me that wants to thank God, not for the crisis that we have, and certainly not for the people who are suffering at this time. But there is a sense in which I thank God that the church worldwide is being shaken up and is being taken outside of its four walls. It's being thrown into the deep. And maybe now we can listen to God afresh to find out what he has for us. We really need to kind of untie the ropes, if you like, that hold us into our regular Sunday meetings, that hold us into the worship times that we've so enjoyed over many years, and with the incredible worship band that we have at NLC, and we love these things, but God wants us to untie the rope, to let go of these things for a while. He wants us to face out into the deep and embrace this new life that God has for us. And it is going to be where the miracles are. It was when the disciples went out into the deep that the miracle happened. But in order for that to happen, we all have to let go of the shallow. Bear in mind, the shallow, in my mind, speaks of everything that is safe. It speaks of everything that's comfortable. It's our comfort zone. It's what we know. And God wants us to let go of that. And he wants us to go along these unfamiliar paths, the paths that we've not gone before, that we read of in Isaiah that we shared last week. So to go to the deep, we've got to let go of the shallow. And it's something we have to do in our hearts, in our minds, in our emotions. We have to let go. But when we do let go, and when we're going to travel into the deep, let's please make sure, every one of us, that we have Jesus in our boats. Peter said, because you say so, I will do. So Peter listened to Jesus and he obeyed exactly what he did. And that point's not really made very strong, I don't think, in this story, but I do think it's really, really important that Jesus is in our boats at this very time. We have hindsight, I guess, on our side, and we can look back at Scripture, and we can look at when the disciples were in their boat and they were facing storms, when Jesus wasn't in the boat. So when they went out they hit a storm and they saw Jesus walking towards them on the water, they were petrified. Jesus was not in the boat, and of course, Jesus calls Peter out onto the water, and there's that wonderful story. Eventually, Jesus steps into the boat and everything was fine. Even when Jesus was in the boat, there's that instance, isn't there, when there's a storm and everyone's panicking and Jesus is asleep lower down in the boat, and the disciples are panicking. And it's not until the disciples wake Jesus up and say, look, don't you care about us? We're going to die. And Jesus reassures them. And he speaks with authority, and peace comes to bear, and everything is fine. And so something I think we all need to take hold of over these coming months, when we work our way through this coronavirus pandemic, this crisis that we're all in. We need Jesus in everything that we're doing. We need Jesus in our boat, and not just in our boat and Jesus is asleep. We need to be interacting with Jesus. We need to be talking with Jesus. And in particular, we need to be continuing to hear the prophetic voice of Jesus speaking into our lives and speaking into the church. Something I've always valued, regarding New Life Church, is to hear that now Rhema word of God. God, what are you telling me to do today? What is it you're saying to each one of us right here, right now? What is it we need to change? How do we need to embrace this thing? We're only going to get to hear this from Jesus firsthand. These are really tough times. And none of us know how long it's going to take for us to get through this thing. And we don't even know, I don't think, what things are going to look like when we come out of this. It may not look like what we came out of. We might be, you know, entering in very long term for a very different type of world. So it's really, really important, I think, that we stay close with Jesus in our boat, and we're listening to him carefully and receiving that prophetic word. And I'm not going to spend time telling us how to do that, because really, you know, most of us should know how we listen to God. It is the basics, isn't it? Having the word of God. You know, we're reading regularly, we're praying regularly, we are listening to worship songs and losing ourselves in the presence of God, worshiping regularly. We're meditating. In other words, you know, have times where we're just quiet, listening to God, or going out for a walk and let God speak to you. And of course, there's fellowship. And I know fellowship can't be the same as it was. We know we're no longer meeting face to face. And Rich Penske is very happy that we're not huggy-huggy all the time anymore. If someone can come up with a nice emoji hug, I'd really appreciate that. And I can send an emoji hug to everybody. But we can still fellowship this way. And it's really, really important, I think, that we are able to encourage one another and help one another be strong during these times. You know, if we obey Jesus' instruction, which is what the disciples did, they said, "If you know, because you say so, I'm going to do this." If we listen to Jesus and we do what he says, then I have to believe from this story that we will bear fruit, that we'll be fruitful at this time. And I don't know exactly what kind of fruit that will be. For the fishermen in this story, well, they caught lots of fish. I don't know what kind of fruit God has in store for us as a church. But I think for the most important thing for these disciples was, after they caught the fish, when they came back, Jesus said, you know, I'm now going to make you fishers of men. It's in some ways, these disciples in this moment of deep water, this moment of crisis, they actually stepped into their ministry that God had purposed for them right from the beginning of time. Who knows what God has for you over the coming months? Who knows what God has for the whole church at this time? Maybe now is the time for each one of us, and corporately as a church, maybe now is the time for us to step into something that is very significant in terms of, you know, what God has in terms of ministry. I've always believed that, you know, every one of us needs a fresh and deep revelation of God in order for us to move forward. You know, I think sometimes one of the things that keep us going around the motions is when we just get too familiar and too used to doing the same thing, and it's all great. But when God breaks into our lives and we have this incredible moment of, wow, Jesus, I understand what you're saying to me, that kind of pushes us forward with a fresh sense of zeal and passion for God. And, you know, in this story, you know, Peter said to him, "Get away from me. I'm a sinful man." And, he recognized the sin in himself, and he recognized who Jesus was. And, you know, I hope that for every one of us, you know, during this time, as we press into God, just maybe we'll have one of those moments like Peter had when he saw Jesus afresh. So in this time, if we want to go into the deep, we have to let go of the shallow. We have to let it go. And if you're going to go into the deep, then make sure, you know, each one of us, you can't rely on somebody else to do this for you. Make sure for each one of us that Jesus is in your boat, that you are staying close to him, and more importantly, that you are listening and you're obeying everything that he has to say to you. But I want to leave you now with a question. I want to ask each one of you, you know, some of you, answer for yourselves. What is your deep? What is your deep? See, for me, generally speaking, deep is something which takes you outside of your comfort zone. It takes you outside of what you're familiar with. It's most likely going to t- touch your emotions, it's most likely going to make you feel vulnerable. That's when you know you're in the deep. When you're feeling vulnerable, or you're feeling a little bit emotional, or you're feeling a bit maybe frightened, and you're in the deep. And different people have different things that make you feel that way. For some of us, it's to do with your work. For others, it's to do with relationships. Every time you try to get into a relationship, you just feel so insecure. Others, it may be, you know, financial concerns and these kinds of things. But many different things, you know, can cause us to feel like we're in the deep. For me, my deep experience at the moment is being away from home. It's fair to say I know that I'm a real home bird. You know, I love my own home. So there can't be a worse possible time for me right now to find myself outside of my own home in this time of crisis. You see, there's a lot of building work going on in the house. Our kitchen is being redone. The house is completely uninhabitable at the moment, which is why Kim and I have had to move out, and we stay with Pete and Helen for a short time. I'm now with Esther, my daughter. But there's all this going on. There's this crisis going on. We're all in self-isolation. I've been trying to help Nathan and Georgie moving into their home. I'm seeing all you guys, you know, enjoying painting your fences and doing your garden. And praise God, I'm glad you're doing that. But for me, it's making me feel so out of sorts. I feel very lost. I feel very unhappy at times, and I recognise that, you know, I'm really, 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 really struggling through this. But, you know, on the positive side, I do feel Jesus is in my boat. And I recognize more than any time probably in my life right now, when I'm feeling so out of sorts and so challenged, that I've really got to press into God. I've really got to listen to what he's saying to me. And I believe that through this crisis, you know, I am going to be stronger through it, because I do believe in God being the God of timing. You know, on the one hand, I think, you know, why has this happened? You know, why has all of my building work been suspended? And I don't know now when I'm going to move in. You know, God, surely you could have just got the building work done beforehand, or surely it could have been delayed starting. But God is the God of timing, and I trust him. And so even though I'm now in deep water, and I believe that's what it is, I thank God that I am where I am, because I believe he has something for me in terms of moving me forward and moving Kim forward in our ministry. And I believe God wants and has the same for each one of us. And so however you might be feeling at the moment, and, you know, whatever emotion in your lives are just being touched because of everything that's happening at this time, I want to encourage you to trust God. Trust him, because he has something for you. He has something special for you. And if you're willing to really look to Jesus and trust him in the deep, he will reveal himself to you, I really believe, in a very, very special and powerful way. I still long for things to be, go back to normal. I said, you know, in the beginning, we've got to let go of the shallow. It's easy words to say, isn't it? And I can say those words easily. But even for me, I find it quite difficult sometimes to put it into practice, because I long for things to go back to how they were. I'm being really honest with you. But God is saying to me, Richard, you've got to reach out into the deep. You've got to embrace these times. You've got to get hold of me and see what I can do out there in the deep. And I urge for it the same for each one of us. So I ask that question again, you know, what is your deep? You know, give it over to God. Ask God, say, God, you know, just help me in this time to really rise above and to find out, Lord, what it is you have for me. I don't believe this time is for each one of us to scrape through, and so that when we get to it, we look back and think, phew, we made it. Now we can get back to normal. Somehow, I don't think that's what God wants, just to go back to normal. I think what God wants us to do out of this is to look back and think, wow, look how I have changed. Look how my relationship with you, Lord God, has grown. Look what I now understand because of everything I've gone through. God, as painful as it was, Lord, I really thank you for what we've gone through. And, you know, if you do find yourself struggling, and I'm sure from time to time we all will, then reach out, call somebody for help, because that's what the disciples did when they were struggling and their boats were about to sink. What did they do? They called out and others came to help them. So please don't suffer in silence. You know, I can't always predict what's going on in people's lives. If you need help, then reach out to me or reach out to someone who's close to you, and we can all help one another come through this time and look back with great joy, knowing what God has done. Amen.